Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Question one. As we all know, there's unrest in the Midwest, with public employee unions, including teachers, protesting in Madison, Columbus, and elsewhere. Why is it so hard for reform-minded Democrats to choose sides?
So here's the deal, Liam. So we know what's going on in these cities. You've got Republican
governors. Where are these cities? Columbus, Madison?
The Midwest.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
All right. So there's all this unrest going on because governors are proposing in some states to end collective bargaining or to limit it quite dramatically. Certainly talk about severe cuts to education that's going to lead to layoffs, needing to give back some benefits, pensions, on and on and on. And these are all things, on the whole, that you hear reformers talking about in a positive way, at least saying, hey, we need to limit the teacher union power. We need to balance their power. We need to be able to lay off ineffective teachers. And yet you have a lot of Democrats out there in the reform camp who are very mealy-mouthed about this, saying, well, this is going too far. Or, these are the extremists that you've been having to worry about. These people are anti-teacher union, but not us. I mean, what do you think? Isn't this don't they need to just say, hey, this stuff is about pushing for reform, and whether either you're either for it or you're against it?
Maybe. I mean, there might be a more nuanced way to look at it. I mean, certainly in Madison, you know, to strip all collective bargaining from these people. I mean, you wouldn't think that all Democrats would be for that, right? I mean,
well, okay, but let's talk. So you're going to strip many collective bargaining rights, not all, right, but many, from teachers.
Right,
so.
But I mean, basically, they're left with essentially nothing. It essentially turns into a right to work kind of state, right, for teachers, essentially.
Right. But why would reformers of any political persuasion be against that when they know that teacher union power is so strong?
I think they see it as a political move, right? I think that what they're more concerned about is seeing this as a Republican push to limit all sorts of collective bargaining rights and sort of weaken unions across the board,
right,
thereby weakening sort of the Democrats' sort of push for power. Okay. I know where you're going, but I mean, I see it much more as like a political issue.
All right. So you see it's, all right, so their loyalty to being Democrats,
yeah, exactly,
as well as being reformers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say, well, there's some fine line here that we can weaken the teacher unions, or we can balance their power, but we don't want to actually take away all of their.
Yeah. And you could have teachers making some concessions without sort of going whole hog, right? And I think that's where they're going.
Maybe. And that's the other thing. Of course, there's been a lot of discussion about this, that Governor Walker, he's been, you know, given givebacks by the union, saying, okay, you know, cut our salaries, cut our benefits,
right,
we agree.
Right.
And he said that's not enough.
Right.
And look, I think that the problem is, at least in education, at the local level, you have teacher unions bargaining with local school boards that in many cases they've elected and that they have huge influence over. And these local school boards have very few incentives not to just give them whatever they want.
Yeah.
So they make promises that they can't afford, and then the taxpayers are on the hook for it.
Yeah. This is why public sector unions are such a problem, right?
Right.
You know, private sector unions can be problematic, but they don't generally have that much sort of pull over the people that they're bargaining with.
That's right. And at least, you know, look at cops or firemen. I mean, you still have firefighters, I should say. You have similar issues, but, you know, they negotiate with the mayor. They don't negotiate with these school boards that almost nobody actually votes for and that are controlled by the unions.